This week in your parents' basement, we're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the one decent early game for a legendary television series. From 1991, we are playing the Simpsons arcade game by Konami. We're also chatting about some of the horrible early Simpsons games for the consoles. I'm Steve Greenwell, and hey, Todd Brisket, don't have a cow, man.
Eat my shorts.
I never heard that one before. Our other co-host, he believes video games are the problem and or solution to all of life's problems. It's Huell Hauser.
Sure, the Frickiac 7 looks impressive, but I predict that within 100 years, computers will be twice as powerful, 10,000 times larger, and so expensive that only the 5 richest kings in Europe will own them.
You can reach us by email at parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe to it on iTunes and give us some stars. Also, please support the show by using our Amazon click-through link at www.ypbpodcast.com. We don't want to own 32X systems. We need to own 32X systems. And we're only going to get them through click-through link money. So get on top of that. Today's game is the Simpsons arcade game from 1991. So there's a popular television show known as The Simpsons. They have been a lot of video games made about it. The first good one and the second one overall was The Simpsons arcade game by Konami. After and before that, it was mostly just crap. This was a group decision because it's the 25th anniversary of said arcade game coming out. So, Todd Brisket, can you, start us off with the old description of the game here?
Oh, sure. The Simpsons... So it's kind of weird that this game came out in the arcade in 1991, and it's one of the best beat 'em ups of all time. I'd say it's a top tier beat 'em up.
Mm-hmm. Especially it's since really it's a go to example.
Yeah, it's a 4-player co-op. It's yep. Konami in their prime, mm-hmm. and it's a lot of fun. It's The Simpsons. How can you go wrong with that, fellas?
Hey. well, we might... Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I think we're going to find out how you can go wrong with that.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Once we get stop talking about the arcade game. I agree with you, Brisket. Like, there's kind of a... Like, Konami kind of had the market cornered on these sort of beat-em-ups in the early 90s. So, of course, there's this one, and there's the Ninja Turtles one, and they're both excellent.
Yeah. I completely agree. Completely agree. Konami pretty much made my arcade visits around this time frame. It was Ninja Turtles and Simpsons and these style of games. They take the cartoons that we love and make a good video game out of it.
Exactly.
I don't have a list of the other games they made around this time, similar beat 'em ups. I would think Konami and Capcom are the two champions of the era as far as beat-em-ups. Final Fight came out around 1989 or so, and that kind of set the gold standard for the beat-em-up.
Oh, yeah. Well, Final Fight's a different kind of game where it's more of like the Streets of Rage kind of thing, like the gritty, well, kind of fake gritty, but like that was more like 1980s movie kind of setting.
Right, the setting for sure, but having... I think gameplay wise, it did set a standard.
Yeah. Huell, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Well, I think all I was saying before is we'll find out later about the bad Simpsons games, but
yeah,
this is what you want in just a pick up and play arcade game. Like this is just kind of the standard classic formula because mm-hmm. you have your four bipedal Simpsons family members. Because the plot here is, for some reason, Smithers is robbing a bank.
Yeah, it's a weird plot.
I'm not sure. Yeah, the beginning, like, 10 seconds gives you Smithers robbing a bank or a jewel store. The jewel pops in the air and it lands in Maggie's mouth like a pacifier. So he goes off carrying her with the jewel. Then the other Simpsons family members must rescue her.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's a madcap romp around Springfield.
I was looking up, like, I normally try to Google the games that we play. And, like, one of the first comments that came up on this one was, like, why did Smithers take the baby when he could just take the diamond?
Yeah.
Like out, yeah, out of her mouth.
Yeah.
Or why was Smithers ever holding her?
Yeah. Or why was Smithers robbing a jewelry store in the first place? They developed this game during the first season of the TV show, and
I think I know what you're implying.
And they didn't really, I think they didn't really have an idea of who the characters were going to fully become. Like, they know Mr. Burns was a bad dude, but I don't think they knew that Smithers was kind of a reluctant, assistant that really is, I guess he's good. I don't know. I haven't seen the show in a while, but I think he's, a good person, right?
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah, he's mostly like, neutral. Like he's a Burns-aholic, I think they call him on one of the commentaries.
I would say so.
Or he's not gay. He's just gay for Mr. Burns.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, except for that one episode when he goes on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
We see some things in the background.
Yeah, where he's and Homer's replacing him.
Yeah, and he has to go because a conga line's forming behind him.
Yeah. Oh, be sure to bring back many pictures, Smithers.
This is where I'm at a disadvantage, because I kind of stopped watching The Simpsons around season 3, and I hear the first 10 seasons are great, and you need to watch them. And,
you do.
I caught them here and there on the telly, but. I'm not a guy that can quote the lines from memory or anything. I need to go back and watch the entire show.
So this is the episode where Todd admits he's a monster.
Yeah.
No, really? I'm saying Simpsons were fine. Mm-hmm. I loved the Simpsons like the first few years, but after that, I kind of got distracted by other things.
You know, their run is kind of deeper. I give them more credit. I think their run goes deeper than other people do. Like, I think even up to season 14, they still have decent episodes. See, season 14 to me has the last really classic Simpsons episode. I'm spelling as fast as I can, where Lisa wins the spelling bee, and also that's the one with the Krusty Burger, the Rib Witch.
I know the very episode that I stopped.
Oh.
It's the one where Homer is indebted to Mr. Burns for some reason and dresses up as a panda at the zoo and then is molested by another panda. And at that point, I'm like, this is not the show that I know.
Appropriately enough, the episode title for that, Huel, Homer versus Dignity.
Yes, that is correct.
Is the fifth episode of The Simpsons' 12th season.
12th. Okay, that sounds about right. Yeah. That is my exact stopping point.
Mm-hmm. Well, the big issue, once you get past, I don't know, for most people the cutoff is seasons, 8, 9, or 10, like in that range. After that, it's very hit or miss with a lot of the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I just mentioned, I really like the Spelling Bee episode, but like the one after that is like a horrible kind of behind the music parody where it's weird. It's acting as if the Simpsons is a television show, but it's not actually like having Dan Castellaneta talking about himself. It's just bizarre.
Got it.
Yeah. Do like the Simpsons Tall Tales, which is kind of like the Halloween episode, but Tall Tales. So
an anthology.
Yeah.
No, I would love to go back and watch every single episode that's ever been released, just because it's a network cartoon comedy show. I'm sure I would get a chuckle out of every single episode, at least one chuckle, and it's more than I can say for a lot of shows. But there are a lot of shows out there I need to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Before I get to Simpsons.
I think we know the number one on that list.
And that is?
The Simpsons.
I'm going to have to put that in my queue behind... I'm watching Star Trek Deep Space Nine right now.
Yeah, I guarantee you Simpsons is better. there's no doubt in my mind.
Well, they are very comparable shows.
Uh-huh.
But The Simpsons is just a bit better than Deep Space Nine.
Sure.
Well, Simpsons, I mean, the thing is, it is seemingly on at all times of the day.
Well, on FX now, especially.
Yeah, but I don't think it's on a streaming service anywhere. So it can be, unless you just want to spend like $100 on every season, it's tough to just like.
Well, you know, I could probably figure something out. You know,
yeah,
what I'm
saying? I think you might be able to figure something out.
I hope you're not going to illegally download them, because if there's one thing the Simpsons creators need, it's more money.
Mm-hmm.
They have not done enough to license this show.
Yeah, they really missed the boat there.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, by the way, for a long, long time, they just kept churning out Simpsons video games. From 1991 to 2001, 18 of them were released, including 5 different games in 1992. Pretty much all of them stunk, with the streak arguably being broken in either 2001 with Road Rage, which was a ripoff of Crazy Taxi, or 2003's Hit and Run, which was cribbed from Grand Theft Auto. The arcade game that we kind of started things off with here, that was unavailable for many years unless you actually had an arcade in your town. Huel, you used to work at an arcade. Did you have the old Samson's game there?
No. It is funny because it's one of those arcade games that just stuck around.
Yeah.
Like forever. Like almost any arcade you walk into, you'd have all the new games. You'd have like a few old games. But then Simpsons was just always there. I guess it was always a moneymaker, just either because of the license. Like you get some other kid that maybe hadn't played it yet. Like they see the Simpsons game and they're like, hey, let's pop some quarters in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably a constant moneymaker. I don't know if it would be out there at all anymore.
You know, it's weird. When I go to the closest arcade to me, sadly, is a Dave and Buster's. There's not really an actual arcade around.
I don't acknowledge the chain stores, thank you.
But they do not have a Simpsons arcade game. And like they have a bunch of weird stuff now. Like things that I identify as console video games are now arcade games as well. Like just they have like a Mario Kart game.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Uh-huh. That's. I think it's just Mario Kart Wii or Mario Kart Wii U, and it's just you can play that game in the arcade with your friends. And I'm like,
Guitar Hero. I think.
Yeah, they have Guitar Hero arcade. Yep. Yeah, but I will say that to give credit to Guitar Hero for that idea, there is the Guitar Freak series came out way before Guitar Hero, and that was an arcade game.
Oh.
It's a similar game.
Similar game. Exactly the same. You play a little plastic guitar in the arcade.
Hmm.
I wonder where Guitar Hero ever got that idea from. Or was it their company that did that?
It was not their company. This is Konami, believe it or not.
Oh, Konami again.
What a surprise.
The Simpsons arcade game, it was re-released for the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 in February 2012. But it was removed in December 2013 without warning from the PlayStation Store. So as of right now, there is not really an especially legal way to buy it. I will say one thing I noticed is that this game does get pretty repetitive because obviously I was playing it on an emulator with unlimited quarters. So I just tended to spam special powers after a while.
Yeah, I think that is one thing that this game needs is it needs a little bit more variety in the gameplay. It is really just push a button, hit a guy. Push a button, hit a guy.
Yeah. Or jump and hit a guy.
Yeah, jump and hit a guy.
Watch out.
Well, so that's why I think this game is overdue for a sequel done in the exact same style. But with additional things like different weapons or different powers you could get.
You could throw stuff, but like that's also just the same thing after a while. Like, there's stuff in the background you can pick up.
Mm-hmm. A re-release would also be especially cool because now I don't think you would even need to use new dialogue from the actors, but you could have them do it, and it would actually be good as opposed to – there's only kind of a couple pixelated sound bites in this one.
Mm-hmm. That's true, yeah.
We actually forget to mention the four characters you can play as, kind of. Well, we mentioned
– Well, the Samsons, right?
Yeah, the Samsons that are – that are bipedal, but that would be March Samson,
Leezer,
Hombre,
Homer Samson,
Dara, and Brett,
Bort Samson,
and Liza.
Yep, Liza,
and my nerdy sister Eliza.
Is that now?
Or Brainy, my Brainy sister.
The Samsons is the fake Simpsons who solved the mystery in one of the shows, correct?
I forget what the kid's name was. I don't think they called them Samsons.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like Bert and Eliza or something. I think it was the Itchy and Scratchy cartoon episode.
Mm-hmm.
Where they find the creator or something. Or they discovered that Grandpa.
Oh yeah.
Wrote an episode.
Yeah,
I might be completely wrong.
No,
here.
No, you're correct. Well, I'm mixing up two things.
Yeah.
In some Enchanted Evening, they have the babysitter. It's actually a first season episode. It looks like
the murderer babysitter.
Yeah. She actually robs the house.
Okay. A little less violent, yeah, but
she keeps calling them the Samsons.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What we are thinking of is when Kirk Douglas does the voice of the actual creator of Itchy and Scratchy.
That's right. Okay.
Whatchamacallit? They had an idea of how to get Itchy and Scratchy cartoons being made again, except Lester and Eliza.
Lester
and Eliza get in front of them to solve it.
Oh, that was hilarious.
But apparently, at least according to the commentary track, there was a long deleted subplot where like Lester and Eliza were actually characters from something called Thompson Street, which was supposed to be a show making fun of The Simpsons, like a meta show within a show kind of deal. But they... They said it was so bizarre that they couldn't. It was a John Schwartzwelder thing. He wrote 59 episodes of The Simpsons.
Oh, so God. I'm just looking at the picture
of John Schwartzwelder
Lester and Eliza.
Oh, okay.
I'm using the Frinkiac.
Oh, yes, the Frinkiac is the greatest invention ever.
A highly recommended website, frinkiac.com.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I know.
Yeah. Well, he wrote that one. And Schwartzwelder and Conan O'Brien basically wrote every good Simpsons episode you've heard of.
Yeah.
And Ken Keeler was the other guy who went on to more fame in Futurama. So... Thanks, everybody. I couldn't have done this all without the help of my brainy sister, Eliza. Oh, my God.
I think I've seen this one.
And then Krusty comes out and says, I'd like to thank Lester for reuniting me with my estranged wife.
Which, again, was another spoof because The Simpsons reunited him with his estranged father.
Exactly.
All right, well... Beyond the arcade game, which I think all three of us liked, we also tackled an additional task. We each had our own homework this week. I played Bart versus the Space Mutants, which is technically the first Simpsons game that came out. It beat the arcade game to market by a couple months. It is horrible.
Yes, that game tortured me as a kid.
it is so bad for no discernible reason, the controls are completely messed up. Like,
what system did you say it was?
NES. Okay. But the problem with the Simpsons game systems is that eventually they in a money grab, they basically ported all of them to everything they could, even though they were all bad. So it is also on the Genesis, I think. But it originally came out for the NES. It mixes the what is normally the jump button, and it moves it to the other one. So the entire game, you're kind of fighting your natural instinct from Super Mario Brothers and every other platform game. And by the way, the run button is the same as the jump button. So if you want to run, if you want to run, you have to hold down the jump button, which means you have to jump first, and then you keep it holding down, and then you can run. But then if you want to do a running jump, you kind of have to have like a long runway, and you have to kind of have some room to run, and then you have to let your thumb off and then quickly slam it down again so that you jump in the air. It is mind-numbingly stupid. It's just bad. And throughout the game, the object of the game is you are trying to either cover up or collect purple objects, because these space mutants are using the purple objects to power up their doomsday weapon. So that means like there's a the very first purple thing you see in the game is a mailbox, and later on in the first stage you find some spray paint, and you can use the spray paint to cover up the mailbox. So you're just kind of doing quests like that throughout the game. It is very hard. You can only take two hits and then you die. And a lot of the like a lot of NES games, the puzzles that you have to solve are not very intuitive. Like you have to shoot a rocket at the bowling alley sign, and that gives you another item that you can then use somewhere else. And it's just it's very much a game you need Nintendo Power to get through. So, yeah, there's really no reason to play it. It is set in the Simpsons world, so you do, you know, you'll see some of the Simpsons characters, and you pass by Moe's Bar and that kind of stuff, but, you know, there's not really many jokes in it or anything like that, so...
Yeah, I don't think I ever got past maybe the second stage when I played it as a kid.
I remember getting to the second stage as a kid. I could barely get past, like, the first screen as an adult. Like, it was just too frustrating. Like even something as simple as I don't think there's any way to kill the aliens easily. So half the time you're just trying to like walk past them or like do stupid stuff like that, and it's just bad. There's no real reason to play it. Even though it's probably not a surprise, but yes, it has been re-released on like all of the next gen consoles.
I don't know why they would ever do that. Because it's obviously a cash grab to re-release it. Mm-hmm. It's a bad game. Why would you re-release it on virtual console?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could have sworn they re-released it on the virtual console. Now I'm looking, and of course I can't find the note of how much it actually is, but it's bad. Well, as we're going to get into, like pretty much all of these games are bad. But yeah. Good times.
Of course, you mentioned this. You're playing as Bart in this one. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I think the arcade game is one of the only games where you play as not only Bart, but the rest of the Samsons. But that it was like that up until, I don't know, to this hit-and-run game where you're actually Homer driving around. You were Bart in every single other game up until that point.
Mm-hmm. Well, TV Tropes had a good thing. You know, they have many pages on The Simpsons, but they also have a note about the most popular character. Initially, it was Bart, but then as the series goes along, obviously Homer kind of becomes the star of the show. So that's probably why you can also see the shift in the video games there.
Yeah. Well, also, they are video games, and they're aimed at kids at this time, and the kids relate to Bart.
Do the Bart Man.
Do the Bart Man, yeah.
Yep, kids and Michael Jackson both love Bart. So,
and I'm not going to touch that. We'll just leave that there.
He couldn't resist. So, Huel, what was your Simpsons game that you covered?
I played Bart's Nightmare, which I had played as a Ute. This was a rental. for my beloved Genesis. It was actually released first on the Super Nintendo, and then a year later on the Genesis, so that's when I was able to get it in my mitts. But the idea here is, once again, Bart is a star. He's up late studying because he's failing everything as normal. And then he falls asleep and loses his homework pages in his dream. I don't know how. But
yep.
So he's in like a dream overworld. And he's like these crazy like dream enemies, like the head of Jebediah Springfield or Lisa as like a fairy or like walking TVs. So eventually if you find a page, you can then go into like a mini game of sorts. There's five different ones. So you could have Bart as Bartzilla. You're just a Godzilla Bart smashing tanks and buildings. There's like a Indiana Jones ripoff where you're hopping around collecting points.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Bartman stage where you're, of course, the beloved character Bartman. There's an itchy and scratchy stage where you're running around smashing things with cartoon hammers. And one I didn't get to in this playthrough, you are actually swimming around a bloodstream fighting like bacteria. I don't know. It's a very weird game.
Yeah.
Because they just go full into the dream world where, yes, The Simpsons is a cartoon, but it's somewhat reality based. But then in the dream world, they just go all out and have just insanity.
Mm-hmm.
There's this thing where there's just like these different mini games, so they were just able to do a bunch of different stuff and just shove it into one game, I guess. it's not great.
Yeah,
like it's extremely frustrating. The mini games were fun, but this overworld where you're walking on the street is just really annoying.
Mm-hmm. I played this one as mm-hmm. Mr. Brisket would say, and I remember the same experience where the mini games weren't horrible, but that stage to get to them was horrible.
Yeah,
like that overworld stage. And
yeah, it's just a constant endless street with streaming enemies, and you have to just find the piece of paper at some point and jump into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's not great. And I guess there's final boss somewhere. I didn't get nearly that far.
That game seems like it would lend itself to be the most friendly as for translating a TV show like this one to a video game, where it's little segues or little segments part of the show. It's not just one storyline where Smithers captures Maggie.
Yeah, I mean it lets them expand more on the show and just kind of take the world and
do some new things.
Yeah, do some new things with it using the dream trope, but.
Mm-hmm.
Same time, it's just meh.
No, I'm with you. I remember, I think you got one rental from us back in the day, and I just remember being very happy that we had not spent money on it. Well, like to actually buy it. So,
right.
Sorry, Brisket. Did I ask you if you had played it back in the day as well?
It was probably a rental for me, but I'm not intimate with it.
Oh,
it's ooh. It's weird that, Brisket, that you and I both went back to The Simpsons well multiple times, even though, like, we had such bad experiences every time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you gotta trust that Bart's on it. It's gotta be good.
Of course. His seal of quality. Well, Brisket, what game did you play?
I tried to go off the beaten path. I didn't go for a console game. I went for a PC game that came out in 1991 called Bart's House of Weirdness.
Oh,
interesting.
It is a platformer, much akin to the ones we've been talking about. But it's not good.
What? I don't believe that.
This is shocking.
Shocking, I know, yes. Shocking. Let me send you guys a screenshot here. Good audio podcast.
excellent pod.
But, Adam, this is radio.
But how this works is you are Bart inside the Simpsons household, and you're in the hub room, which is your bedroom. You have to stay there and do your homework, but you don't want to, so you sneak out of there to go to different parts mm-hmm. of the house, and you go to escape and go to a movie theater. So it's kind of like a Mega Man type game where you choose which stage you want to go to. So whenever you exit your room,
there's that aforementioned babysitter in the screenshot there.
Yeah, the Samson's babysitter is right in that screenshot.
Yeah. Great magnet.
The problem with this game is the platforming is terrible. There are so many flying enemies in this game that soon as you go to the next screen and try and jump on something, they're zooming in and knocking you back off like you're Simon Belmont.
Just to ask you something. Any bats in the House of Weirdness?
I didn't see any bats, but there were bees in the attic.
Ah, bees! Bees are like the insect cousin of the bat.
Yeah. The horrible thing about the enemies, especially the bees, especially the bees, is that you have projectiles in this game, like a dart gun or a slingshot that you pick up. But when you shoot, it's only on a single plane. It's like at arm height of Bart, and it's a tiny projectile. And those bees are flying on every other plane of existence except for that one. So you cannot hit them at all. And so you can't even dodge them when you're platforming. You can't hit them with a slingshot, which means I could not beat the attic after like one screen.
That's absurd.
Wow. God damn it. No, that doesn't sound very fun either.
It is not. The good thing about this one is the animation and graphics are good. For the time, you know, the colors pop and the drawings are good.
I will say I'm looking at your screenshot and this PC thing it's the wave of the future, man.
Yeah.
It looks very nice. Now I do notice there is it looks like there's a display here and it has a meter that says cool and uncool.
Yes, that is your health meter. You start out being cool, but as more bees knock you off platforms, it slowly goes down to be uncool and then you die.
Oh.
And such
that's
is
what
life.
Should happen. Yeah, that happens to all uncool people.
Mm-hmm. No, it's quite the violent game. Well, it sounds like we're in agreement that you basically don't have to play any Simpsons games except for the arcade game. Mm-hmm. And maybe – I actually have not played Road Rage or Hit and Run. I've only heard that they are
– Yeah, I haven't played either, but I've heard that they're good.
Yeah, so Huel, have you played either one of those?
I think I played – the Road Rage one, like at someone else's house, because it's just Crazy Taxi.
Okay,
yeah. That alone gets repetitive.
Yeah.
So
it does.
Repetitive too.
At least it's not doesn't have like horrible platforming or anything like
no.
that.
No, I mean the mechanics are fun. It's just after a while you're like, I get it.
I will recommend a game for all of you, you iPhone fanatics, you monsters of the tap. Get the Simpsons Tapped Out game. That's pretty fun. It's a good time.
I disagree.
It's a clone of your what are they called? Clash of Clans and all that. But
yeah, the freemium. Them up, collect the coin.
But it's self-aware and it's interesting to unlock all the characters. Possibly. To me, at least, it's an OCD type of game.
Yeah, if you're looking for a time waster,
it's a time waster. Exactly. It's not. It's an iPhone game. It's a free iPhone game.
Yeah, you know, it's an iPhone game.
It's no Shaq Fu.
It's no Candy Crush.
It's no Candy Crush.
But if you're building buildings to collect more coins to build more buildings to collect more coins to build more buildings, then this is the game for you.
Now it's weird. Now the Simpsons have not come out with so many games recently. There's the Simpsons game. I have played that one. That was the last console game that came out in October 2007. It's okay. It's just a standard platformer.
Yeah, was that the 3D platformer they came out with?
Yeah. It's the most – well, it's the only one that's come out for, you know, PS2, PS3, Xbox 360.
It says it's loosely based on the film. Is that correct?
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah, but the film is also loosely based on the show. So
is it?
Well, strongly based on the show. The film is just kind of like an extra long episode to me. I mean, it's a good episode, but it's still...
Well...
Like, I mean, it's good because it brings back Albert Brooks as a villain.
Hmm.
And Albert Brooks is, you know, one of the best guest stars they have. And seemingly he must be harder for them to get than Kelsey Grammer, because Kelsey Grammer still shows up all the time. So I don't know. The other games, the newer games, there are actually four cell phone games here, it looks like. Minutes to Meltdown, Itchy and Scratchy Land, The Simpsons Arcade, which I don't know if that one's still available, but it would be good.
Is it this Simpsons Arcade one?
Yep.
Oh.
And Tapped Out is the latest in 2012. I was going to pull a brisket here and read the list of other Simpsons games, because there are a lot of them. Simpsons Skateboarding, Simpsons Wrestling, Night of the Living Tree House of Horror, The Simpsons Bowling, Virtual Springfield, The Simpsons Cartoon Studio, Bart and the Beanstalk, Itchy and Scratchy and Miniature Golf Madness, Virtual Bart, Krusty's Funhouse, The Itchy and Scratchy Game, Bart's Nightmare, Bart Meets Radioactive Man, Bart vs. the Juggernauts, Bart vs. the World, Bart Simpson's Escape from Camp Deadly, Bart's House of Weirdness, Bart vs. the Space Mutants, and The Simpsons Arcade Game.
Yeah, there is another one I played in the Genesis era that was similar to Bart's Nightmare.
It's Bart versus the World?
Where it was a bunch of mini games. Is that what that is, Bart versus the World? I couldn't remember
I'm guessing it's probably Virtual Bart.
That's it, Virtual Bart, yes. He has a different virtual reality machine that plays different games on it. It's a game within a game.
The Freaky Act 15,000?
Similar.
EGM scored the SNES version 4.8 out of 10 for Virtual Bart. That sound about right?
They commented that the control is awful, like on the dinosaur stage. The stage is unappealing, and the whole thing seems rushed. Whoa, shocker.
Wow. I don't believe that.
A rushed licensed game. I can't wrap my head around that.
One thing that we did not touch on briefly, maybe we can finish up with it here, is the actual video games that they have on The Simpsons are far better than any of the video games that have been made about The Simpsons. They look far funnier, and I would actually want to play them.
Oh, I get what you mean, the ones on the show.
Lee Trevino's Putting Challenge. And
yes, indeed. Bone Storm. We never actually see Bone Storm footage. We can only assume.
Yeah, but it sounds good. The slogan itself is much better. Buy me Bone Storm or go to hell.
Yeah. You should tell your mom.
I did use that as a snipperoo. My original plan was to use every video game that had been on The Simpsons, because I thought there was only like five of them. But no, there's been like 20 of them.
Yeah.
You just
pick the best ones.
Well, the thing is, like a lot of this, only the best ones are on YouTube. And even then, it's clear that they get pulled off and on constantly. So
sounds like a good time.
Yeah, I'm now looking at a list of all of the video games on The Simpsons, and it is literally about 15 pages long.
Whoa.
Like, there's way more than you have heard of. Like, Baby Blast, which Bart was... Bart playing Game Boy type handheld in church.
Baby Blast.
Yep. And it looks like, I think it was on The Simpsons movie. Bar Brawl 4, Final Fracas. Billy Graham's Bible Blaster. Bloodstorm 2, Bone Squad, Bone Storm, Bowling 2000.
The one I'm familiar with is one in, I think it's the first season, the boxing game where they're punching each other and they're getting super bloody. And that kind of, that was awesome to me as a kid. I was like, I want to play this game where they're punching each other and getting all bloody. It's like Mortal Kombat before Mortal Kombat.
I believe you were talking about Super Slugfest.
Yeah.
Mm.
which has actually been in it looks like it's been in two different episodes. Tandem bike ride with your mom.
Well, you know, the Simpsons always has his finger on the pulse of modern culture, so.
Oh, and of course there's Touch of Death.
Oh, that is a classic.
Which is in five different episodes.
Really?
Yep.
They must have brought it back after I stopped.
Actually, it looks like... No. Yeah, it's five different episodes. Yeah, and there's... No, I was looking for some of the other ones. A Streetcar Named Death. My Dinner with Andre, the video game.
I do remember that one.
Yeah.
That one was amazing.
Monkey Kong. Nuke Canada. Pack Rat 2. Panamanian Strongman. That's the one they play in the arcade when they run out of money. Robert Goulet, Destroyer. Remington Steele, the game. Rocky 3 versus Clara Peller. Save Hitler's Brain. and of course there's the one clip I really wanted to include that I could not find, and it was kind of cheating a little bit, was the Love Tester Grandpa. The Simpsons spinoff special when Grandpa gets trapped into a love machine.
The Lovematic Grandpa.
Yes.
That was amazing.
Yeah. This thing said I'm gay. All right. Well, I think that's all I had for the Samsons. Huel, is everything coming up Milhouse for you?
I do have my flood pants on, but one thing I did want to mention, when you're doing two players, you can do like combo attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're Marge and Homer, like they kind of lock up and start rolling around, whether that's sexual or not, I can't tell. But then it just knocks over a bunch of enemies. Or if it's like Homer and Bart, like Bart gets on Homer's shoulders and can bash people with the skateboard. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was an interesting little wrinkle.
Well, that is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't have any friends, so I didn't notice.
Well, I just inserted virtual coins in other positions and just played in other slots and just played them together.
You filled up other slots. That's what you're trying to...
Just dumped them right in there.
Brisket, how about you?
This is one of the best multiplayer arcade games in the history of arcades.
A lot of fun.
Colors pop.
I agree.
Have a good time romping and stomping around there.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear that this game sat right with you. All right. On that note, it's time to head over to the emails here. Huel, did you receive any emails this week?
I had checked my mailbox, but unfortunately it was empty.
Oh.
No.
It's a sad day.
That's not good. Well, Brisket, how about you?
Yeah, I got an email. It's from Constant Writer Butterscoop 24.
And good to hear he survived last week.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't looking good.
I think he was being a little overly dramatic.
He tends to do that.
Yeah. So this one, the subject says, Mr. Stephen Greenwell.
Oh.
He wrote this. Give me a couple of minutes of your time. I've got a few things I'd like to talk to you about. You know what you did. It really wasn't your fault. It's what they call a genetic defect. Mom calls it the gene. My grandfather had the gene. He came over on the boat from Ireland in 1912. And I guess he passed it on to my old man. My old man was a great guy. A real pussycat, you know. A hard worker, big sports fan. Sometimes on his way home from the docks, he'd like to stop in with the guys and have a couple of beers, you know. I remember coming home from school one day, and the whole house was dark. I couldn't figure it out. I heard my mom crying off in the dark someplace. I was old enough at that point I could reach the light switch. I turned the lights on, and I saw what he did to her. I went to my room, and I got the baseball bat. Mickey Mantle model my old man gave me for Christmas. And I found the old man passed out in the bathtub, and I tattooed him. Needless to say, when I came home every day from school after that, the house was lit up like Ebbets Field, and the old man never drank again. So all I'm saying to you is if you want to drink, you go ahead and drink. But if I ever find out you laid your hands on that girl again, me and Mr. Mantle are going to pay you a visit, my friend. P.S. What are your favorite video games about spousal abuse?
What? Oh, no. Oh.
Sounds like Steve has a lot to answer for, first of all.
I think you're just glad that this question wasn't addressed to you.
Well, there's no way it could, because I don't know
what he's insinuating.
I don't know what Butterscoot could be talking about.
I don't know what all that was about, and it's kind of a weird video game question, too. I mean, I did receive this one beforehand, and I did try to do a little bit of research.
Yeah, I'm thinking hard here.
And I could not come up with a video game based on spousal abuse. Maybe the closest is maybe some cutscene in Grand Theft Auto that might have a little bit of a slapping in there, but
a little slapper,
little slap slappy, little slapper to pappy there.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, in Grand Theft Auto 5, there's like some storyline where I think Michael is fighting with his wife.
Yeah, but that's more nutty. Her beating him.
I was just gonna say I didn't know if there was actual violence in it. I don't know.
Verbal abuse is real, Steven.
Yeah. I mean, there's that weird PlayStation 3 game Catherine, which I still haven't played, which is supposed to be some weird game about the relationship between a man and a woman, but I don't know if that has physical violence in it.
I don't think so.
It's one of them Atlus games where they specialize in bringing over these weird Japanese games that basically like 15 people buy.
I did play the demo for that one. It was freaky. Mm-hmm. It was messed up.
It was described as an adult-oriented title by the game's character designer. So, go ahead, Yule.
Well, I guess the most obvious choice is Donkey Kong 64.
Is it now?
Okay.
I mean, if you really
I never played that one, so
you just have to think about it.
Okay,
you'll get it.
I'm sure it's obvious. I just need to lay eyes on that one.
Yeah, just soak it in.
Good times. Well, I guess it's my turn then. I received one email this week. Dear YPB, I'm trying to sell my copy of NBA Jam Tournament Edition. Will you give me $10 for it? Also, what do you do with all of your old games that nobody wants to buy? Do you just keep them or give them away or actually throw them out? Sincerely, Scottie Pippen. I don't know if it's the Scottie Pippen.
Well, it's got to be a coincidence.
I'm just wondering if he needs that money to work on a new video game.
If he did, I would kickstart that immediately.
I'd give it to him without receiving the game in exchange.
Yeah, he would just have to say Scottie Pippen puzzle, and I'm sold.
I'm out.
Does not even have to finish.
Even the apostrophe S is enough for me.
Yep. Just shut up and take my money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's tackle the first question first. Would you guys pay $10 for NBA Jam Tournament Edition?
You know, I'm going to say no, and it's not for me. It's because I want Scotty to hold on to that. He's going to be sentimental. He's going to be thinking about it, you know, a week after, a month later. It's like, I could really go for some NBA Jam right now. Mm-hmm. And he won't be able to. It's more for him than for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to decline the offer.
I mean, my only ask is what console is it for? Is it Super Nintendo?
No, he does not specify. It could be It could be for anything. That's the problem.
I couldn't possibly take this offer then.
I mean, NBA Jam Tournament Edition. I'm looking it up right now, but I think it came out for like everything. Yes, it there's the arcade version. It also came out for the Super Nintendo, Genesis, 32X, Game Boy, Game Gear, Sega Saturn, PlayStation, and Atari Jaguar.
Shoo.
Atari Jaguar.
I need to get that. That is literally the best thing about the Jaguar, that when you turn it on, it makes a roaring noise like a Jaguar.
I'm a Jaguar.
I should get that. I mean, I only have two Jaguar games. One is Tempest, and the other is Attack of the Mutant Penguins.
Oh, you do have a Jaguar.
Yeah.
You yourself do have a Jaguar. A Jaguar. Jaguar. Oh, do they call it Jaguar in London
Ireland?
Town? Yeah.
I don't Funny know. London Town?
Atari Whatever. Jaguar.
Jaguar.
Whenever I look at it, I keep it out. Like I like to keep it on top of the Xbox.
Whip it out for whoever comes over.
It's a good conversation piece, except my apartment is small, so I never have anyone over. But it's pretty cool looking. It's a good conversation piece. But whenever I look at it, I always think of the there's a Saturday Night Live sketch where Will Ferrell is playing a spy and the code word is like, "Do you like luxury? I have a Jaguar." And it's one of those 5 minutes to 1 a.m. sketches.
Guess he had to be there.
It's yeah. Well, it also helps he's wearing an eye patch.
Mm.
So, and he insists that his name is Luxury Yacht. So see, you're coming around.
Well, I'm getting more details.
Yeah. My name is Luxury Yacht. Well, what about the second part here, which is, what about these old games that nobody wants to buy? Do you keep them or give them away or actually throw them out?
I think I've lost most of them through various movings. Mm-hmm. I have some choice N64 games, but I know there's many more that I used to have. And I guess they're at my mom's house. I have no idea. But I think I still have most of my GameCube and PlayStation 2 games.
Ooh.
I have most or all of my 360 games that I haven't sold. Mm-hmm. So everything from GameCube on, I just still have.
I kind of have a weird smattering of games. Like for the older systems, I've mostly just have the games I want to keep at this point.
Right.
Like for PlayStation 2 and PlayStation, it's mostly older RPGs. Like where I'm sitting, I can see I have all of the brisket. You might have to help me. All the Suikoden games.
Suikoden.
I have all of those, and I have the Shadow Hearts series.
Now those are the Suikodens are those are collector's items.
They go for
a good price.
That's basically why I've kept a lot of these games. Like most of the games I keep are ones that I don't think will come out in formats easily again, or that are just kind of worth money and they're kind of cool to have. Or whereas I normally do my best to get rid of like the sports games.
Ugh.
I mean that to me that is always the games that hold their value the least. Like
I think you'd be surprised when I was browsing the old used game cart at the video game store. And they have like Madden 2007 and 2008 and 2009 all for $30, something like that.
That is ridiculous.
They like to mark them up.
Who would ever buy that?
Yeah, no one's buying those.
That's why they still have them, Brisket. Is the fact that like Walmart is the worst with this. Where I was at a Walmart, I think it was a week or two ago, and they had a copy of it was like Madden 2009 for the PlayStation 2, I think it was. And they wanted $35 for it. And if you go to for those old sports games, GameStop won't even buy them from you once you get past like a year or two.
Oh yeah, right.
Like, they just won't take them. And I see it a lot on the eBay auctions where I've won a couple of them recently. One of them has four copies of Madden 64 in it. I wanted it because it had Star Fox in it and it had GoldenEye in it. And I wanted both of those games.
Mm-hmm.
And for the price of that, I had to take on four copies of Madden 64.
Four?
Yeah. So if anyone needs a copy of Madden 64, I'm just putting it out there. Shoot an email.
Yeah, I mean, a good amount that I either didn't want or knew I wouldn't play again or just had no collectible value. I mean, I've eBayed a bunch. I've definitely done the GameStop trade-in. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I am one of those kind of shelf collector kind of guys. Like, I have a lot of DVDs. I do have a lot of games, and I just like having them still. Like, if it was a great game that I like playing,
I like to. I don't like
to get rid of them.
For some reason, when I was younger, a young boy, a young tyke,
a little lad,
around the Super Nintendo era, I sold my games, and I regret it because I had Chrono Trigger, I had Final Fantasies, I had the good stuff. But for some reason, I was on crack or something. I was like, I need a new game. I'm going to sell these.
All that crack.
And after that, you know, I was playing my new game. I got Super Mario RPG. I was like, hey, this is pretty fun. I want to go back and play some Final Fantasies. But then I looked at my shelf, and it was empty. Aww. And from that moment onward, I have not sold a game.
You vowed never again.
I mean, I kind of hit that same point too, Brisket, where you like Super Nintendo era, I was kind of early teens. And then as I kind of wanted to play some of my older games, and then I realized, oh, wait, I traded them in for like PlayStation games that I kind of liked, but you know, that I wish I had kept on the Chrono Trigger. I had that one. I never actually owned any of the Final Fantasies, which is weird. Like 7 was the first one I actually owned. But I had Secret of Mana, I had Chrono Trigger, I had Illusion of Gaia, and I think I sold them all to like Toys R Us for like $10. So
Toys R Us would buy that games?
Yeah, for a hot minute Toys R Us in my area would do game buybacks, cuz for some reason we didn't have GameStop for a long time. We had Funko Land.
Funko Land.
Yeah, back then it was either that or like KB or all that crap.
I don't know why Funko. I don't know why they didn't stick with Funko Land. I think that's way better than GameStop.
Oh yeah, that's a much better title or name, whatever. Place.
Yeah.
Yes.
Store.
Well, place of business.
Yeah, it kind of had like a fun local video store vibe to it, like Funko Land did. Like, it didn't feel like a soulless chain, like.
Yeah.
Like your best store. But it didn't feel like Best Buy. Best Buy is like, ugh. Like, that's always my last stop. If I can't find a game anywhere else, I'll go to Best Buy.
I don't know the last time I've been in one.
So sometimes I'm just jonesing for like a specific game. I just need my fix, man. So I'll actually go to a brick and mortar store instead of just ordering it.
What?
Wow. In this day and age.
This era.
In this era of the Vigi game on the interwebs.
By the way, let me tell you something. There are two kinds of people who go to video game stores now. One is small children, like basically people who don't have credit cards and can't buy online. And the other one are either people on welfare or people who are drug addicts.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Yep. They're always coming in and asking for like a 2-year-old Madden.
Like, yeah, they're just kind of asking for like this weird stuff. One time when I was at GameStop, a guy was trying to sell burnt copies of games to them. Like, he had put like a burnt copy of like Madden, I want to say at that point it was like Madden 2005 or something, like in the case, and tried to return it. And just wrote like a Sharpie on it, Madden 05 on the disc.
Oh my god!
And tried, and Like the GameStop employee like was going to open the disc, and he was like, "Oh, you don't have to do that. They're there," which only, of course, made them more suspicious.
Yes. No, don't bother.
Yeah, it's right there.
Trust me, no.
Yeah, and their response is basically, "No, what are you thinking?
That's,
we can't.
That's possible.
Yeah, we can't take these. So
we are a business.
Yeah. Oh
no, my other favorite GameStop patron is the clueless parent that doesn't quite know what they're looking for.
Oh yeah.
Like they know what it is kind of, but they need a lot of help getting there.
Yeah.
That's always fun to be stuck behind.
Like they don't know what system, and it's like,
it's kind of that Call of Honor
game that just came out, whatever that is.
The new Nintendo, Nintendo. They play their Nintendo all the time.
Oh my god, it must be so horrible to be the employee in that case, and suddenly they're like, yeah, I want a Call of Duty game for PlayStation. And it's like, well, that could mean one of
Let's spin the wheel.
Yep.
As a parent myself, I think I do tend to skew toward the nerdier side of life, I would say.
No.
Just a tad. Yeah, I might swing.
Don't be hard on yourself.
Swing that way a little bit. But it is not difficult to just follow along with what your kid is doing. It is not difficult.
Yeah.
To figure it out. Just like say, write it down maybe, if you're not that sure.
Uh-huh. Or just like pay attention to your child.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't give
a good rat's ass about Barney the Dinosaur, but I know some of those kids on that show. I know their name.
Well, maybe to the point where a kid's like 12 or 13, they're kind of like doing stuff on their own and want nothing to do with you. Maybe at that point, you won't quite be sure what they're trying to talk to you about.
What is this Mary Jane Tweed that you guys are chit-chatting about on your avatar programs?
Yeah. And once they get into their virtual reality worlds, you're not going to be able to track what they're doing.
I mean, I would just write a very detailed list for my mom, and I knew enough to, if there was a subtitle for the game, include that. You had to include the system name and
please. Every bus, you drew pictures, you attached documents, the patent number.
Nothing worse than mommy coming home with it being slightly wrong. So disappointing.
Oh, definitely. I can't. That did happen to me once, and I can't remember what it was.
Steven, we brought you the new Mortal Wombats. for the Sega Genesis.
Oh God,
Mortal Wombat.
I had it just a minute ago. Now I can't remember. Of course,
bless their hearts.
Yeah, I mean at least they tried.
Good on you, mommy.
I have also been in a video game store where it was also the coolest parent buying like it was one of the Grand Theft Auto games for their kid.
Ugh.
I was like, I felt the store clerk didn't even say anything. Like the kid was, he was not like 13. He was like a kid, like 10, 9. So I don't know.
He had his ball cap and his bubble gum, and his slingshot in his pocket.
Yeah, Ma, come on, buy this for me. Come on, toots.
What toots?
I don't know. Well, that seems as good a good a note as any to.
Oh boy!
So, Brisket, did you have anything else you wanted to add before we sign off here?
I caramba.
All right, Huel. How about you? Anything before we go?
Ooh, that's raspberry.
All right. On that note. Here's a snifferoo from next week's episode.